Early this morning, when I arrived in the church, pumapasok pa lang ako, I was greeted by our dancers. Tumakbo silang lahat papunta sa akin. I was watching them. Akala ko nasa langit na ako. Sabi ko, Lord, kinukuha mo na ba ako? Parang mga angels, ang dami nila lumapit sa akin. They were all smiling and they were blessing me. And I was so happy to see them. Akala ko, sabi ko, ito pala yung itsura ng langit. A moment you enter, you will be greeted by angels. And I thank the dancers today. They have really ministered to me and to God today. Yung iba sa kanila, maaga pa nagising. Yung iba daw, alas 12, nagising na. Sabi ng nanay nila, matulog ka pa, mamaya pa yung misa. Okay, they were so excited to minister to God. And the Lord blessed them always. The resurrection of Jesus is not just a happy event for us. Sometimes we think that Easter Sunday and Easter week and Easter season is all about being happy. Okay? Easter Sunday is not just evoking a happy feeling. Easter is more than that. Easter is about having a renewed perspective in life. If we had gone through Lent, soaking our minds in the Word of God, then in Holy Week, araw-araw tayo nandito, nagsisimba tayo, and you know, we participated in the Word of God spoken and dramatized in the church. The Word of God was in our mind during those times. And so when Easter came, yes, there is rejoicing, there is so much festivity during Easter, but Easter is more than that. Now that we have soaked our minds in the Word of God, and I pray na sana ipatuloy nyo yan. May nakita ko mga tao, araw-araw nagsisimba, araw-araw nagbabasa ng Bible nila in preparation for Easter. Ang problema lang, pagkatapos ng Easter, tapo na naman yung Bible ulit. Sa Lent na naman tayo. It's not like that. Easter, when it comes to us, the remembrance of the resurrection of our Lord, it should begin to change our perspective in life. Yun ang importante. Magbago ang pananaw natin sa buhay. Kasi pag hindi nagbago ang pananaw natin sa buhay, hindi rin magbabago ang buhay natin. And Easter is about the renewal of life. It's about the transformation of from the old life into the new life that God has given us. Easter is about living out every day the new life, the reality of the new life that we have now in Jesus. Sabi nga sa scriptures, anyone who is in Christ, he is now a new creation. Now, I don't care how I feel, I don't care what I think, but Jesus said, if you are in Him, you are a new creation. And this is something we need to have in our mind, a new perspective, that we may be going through difficulties in life. The same problems we have last year are the same problems we are facing today, but praise God, I am a new creation. Amen? We begin to see ourselves not as defeated, but we see ourselves as victorious in Christ. We do not see ourselves as the tail, but we are now the head, as Christ said. The other day, I went to Iloilo. I had to go there and minister. I ministered to so many people who were undergoing through so much difficulty in their marriage, with their children. May nakausap akong nawala ng trabaho. I talked to someone who got sick, and I talked to someone na namatayan ng nanay. And I was looking at it, sabi ko, gusto kong umuwi na lang sa St. Michael kasi doon sayawan tayo palagi. Easter kasi. But I went to Iloilo, I faced the reality. That Easter is not about just celebrating and having fun. Easter is about facing the realities of life with a renewed perspective. May bagong pananaw. Hindi nagbabago ang problema natin. Pero dapat mag-umpisa. Baguhin muna natin ang pananaw natin sa buhay. Then, only then, can we see the change in our surroundings. I was so saddened because nung pumunta ako doon, I was asked to anoint the oil to pray for a little girl, 6 years old. On Easter Sunday, dinala siya ng nanay niya, nagsimba sila ng nanay niya, Easter Sunday, sa pagkabanhawgid sa Ginoo naton, she was brought by her mother. And this family has been going through difficulties. Last year, I was there also ministering to them because the husband decided to leave his wife. And nung kinausap ko yung mag-asawa, I talked to them, eto lang yung rason ng lalaki. I'm not happy anymore. You know? Some people walk out of their marriage simply because I am not happy anymore. Ano ba yung buhay natin? What is marriage all about? Is it about just being happy? Yan bang sinumpaan natin? Is that what we vowed during marriage? I promise to be happy. And so the husband decided to walk out of his family, found another girl, and sabi niya sa asawa niya, quits. That was last year. And the children were traumatized. Hindi makatulog yung mga bata. And reklamo ng eldest son is 8 years old. Sabi niya, I see demons always. Father, hindi ako makatulog. May mga demons daw. So sabi nila, can you bless the house? And the child was shaking. Sabi ko, anong itsura ng demon? Sabi niya, kamukha ni Papa. You see? Yan ang effect. Yung mag-asawa, maghiwala, hindi malang inisip yung mga anak. And so they decided to call it quits. Yung nanay, the wife, was so heartbroken. Now, she has to single-handedly raise her 2 children, boy and girl. Kaya nung Easter Sunday, sabi niya, pumunta sila sa church. Sabi niya, yan na lang natira sa amin, Father, si Lord na lang talaga. And so they went to church, dinala niya yung anak niya. On their way home, yung anak niyang babae, na-slide. Tumama yung ulo somewhere sa gutter. And nung una sabi ng bata, okay lang. But the following day when she woke up, she was already vomiting. And masakit na yung ulo ng bata. She brought her to the hospital. Pagdating doon, skinan yung ulo ng bata. And they found out, nagbi-bleed yung ulo ng bata sa loob. Ilang ugat ang pumutok. And the child is bleeding in her brain. Ang sabi ng doktor, malubha ang sakit ng bata. So I went there in her invitation. Pagdating ko, umiiyak na yung nanay. Sabi ng nanay, Father, pinaporosahan na ako ng Diyos. Dahil na ito sa mga kasalanan ko, God is now punishing me. Anagit ang hambal kakon, ay ginabalbal man ako't Ginoo. Akibot ang God is punishing me for all my sin. Now God is hurting my child so that I will learn my lesson. I said, no, no, no. There are people who have that perspective of God. Sasaktan ka ng Diyos para matuto ka sa buhay mo. God never does that. Amen. Nothing evil can come from the Lord. God cannot bring evil on you so that you will learn a lesson. No. And sabi ng wife sa akin, First, God separated me from my husband. Now, my child is sick, accident, you know, everything. God is doing this. And I said, excuse me, I will never, never believe what you're saying. And sabi ko, andito ako, I'm going to pray for your child. I'm going to see the child healed. But you've got to change your perspective in your life. Stop seeing God as your enemy, as someone who is hurting you, because God will never do that. Baguhin mo muna yung paningin mo sa Diyos, pananaw mo sa Diyos. Ang sabi niya, Father, inalaw ni Lord na maghiwalay kami ng asawa ko. Sabi ko, hindi kasalanan ng Diyos niyan, gawa ng asawa mo yan. The bad things that we experience in life are not caused by God. Many of the bad things that happen in our life are caused by people, not God. Hindi ang Diyos ang gumawa niyan. Iniwanan ka ng asawa mo. Kasalanan talaga ng asawa mo yan. Iniwan ka. And your child, sa aksidente ng anak mo, it's not God. God will never hurt a child just to teach her parents a lesson. Anong klaseng Diyos yan pag ganyan? And in my ministry for a long time, this is something I have seen. Nothing evil, nothing bad can come from God. Nothing. But God can always use bad things that happened to us to turn into good. God can use a bad experience. God can use a bad incident that never happened because of Him. But when you turn to God, He can use that to produce good in your life. Yan ang Diyos natin. Sa sobrang bait ng Diyos, sa sobrang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa atin, even the bad things that we go through in life, He can turn it to good. And that's what I told the wife, that mother, sabi ko sa kanya, and now I'm going to prove to you how good God is. Your child is going to be healed. So I anointed the child with oil, and I prayed for that child. And nakita ko yung bata tumitingin sa akin. Sabi niya, Mama, ang init ng kamay ni Father. And there was, sabi niya, mainit. Hindi warm, mainit daw yung kamay ko. And I touched my hand. Sabi ko, hindi naman, ang lamig naman ah. And this child, nung pagdating ko, nakahiga lang yung bata. Then after I left, the child was already running around. Ang sabi ko sa nanay, bring her back to the doctors on Monday to confirm her healing. Amen? Because God is so good. The resurrection of Jesus is not just about having fun in life. Because sometimes life is not fun at all. Amen? Easter Sunday na Easter Sunday na aksidente yung anak, na bagok yung ulo. How could that be fun? But now I begin to look at Easter from a different perspective. I begin to see that what God would like to impart to us on Easter is a new perspective. Binibigyan tayo ng Panginoon ng bagong pananaw sa buhay, a new perspective. Why is that important? Because if we don't have a new perspective in life, our life will not change at all. What good and what use yung pagkabuhay muli ng Panginoon natin kung hindi naman tayo mabuhay sa bagong buhay? What good is it? Our gospel today speaks of three things about the resurrection. Number one, reconciliation. To have a new perspective in life, we have to be reconciled to God first. Kaya now I emphasize salvation prayer. When I pray for someone, healing and everything, I let that person confirm first that Jesus saved her. Acknowledge that Jesus is the Savior of her life. Jesus is Lord of our life because He came to save us. There should be reconciliation first. Sabi dito sa gospel, you know, the apostles were hiding. They were hiding behind locked doors and the Lord appeared to them. And the first thing that Jesus said to them is, "Peace be with you." Okay? Peace is not just a greeting, it is a reality of our life. Now that we are reconciled to God through the death and resurrection of Christ, we have the peace of God. Can we not see that yet? Hindi pa ba natin nakikita yan hanggang ngayon sa buhay natin? Kailangan pa ba natin mag-party muna? Kailangan pa ba natin magsaya muna bago maramdaman mo yung peace ng Diyos sa buhay mo? You have the peace of God. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what problems you are facing in life, the difficulties, the sufferings that you are going through, always remember the peace of the Lord is with us. Kaya nung pagkabango ng Panginoon, the first thing He reminded His apostles, they were cowering in fear. They were hiding. They were so anxious. Ano nang mangyayari? Ano nang gagawin natin? You know, they were so afraid. They were locking themselves up behind the door. And suddenly Jesus arrived and Jesus said, the first thing He said was, "Peace be with you. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about the circumstances that may happen in your life. Don't worry about your children. Don't worry about your work. Don't worry about anything in your life. Peace be with you," was the first message. When He had said this, He showed them His hands and His side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. He showed them His hands, His side. Anong nandun sa kamay niya? Yung sugat. Gumaling na, sabi nila, nung nag-resurrect si Jesus, gumaling na yung sugat niya. Pero hindi niya tinanggal yung scar. Because pinakita niya yung scar, show them where He was pierced by a spear sa side niya. He showed His disciples. And sabi dito, then the disciples were glad. Now they're happy. Now they're joyful. Nakalimutan nila yung takot nila. Nakalimutan nila yung mga fears nila when they saw the wounds of Christ. They were so happy. They were so elated to see the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you." The second time, inulit ni Lord na naman, "Peace be with you." And there is a reason why He said this the second time. Because again, itong sinabi niya, "As the Father has sent me, now I will send you." May mission na sila. And this is something we need to realize in our life. The resurrection of Christ entails that we are going to have a mission. Amen. How many of you celebrate the resurrection of Jesus? Praise God. Then we are celebrating our mission. Kaya sabi ni Lord sa kanila, "Peace be with you. Huwag kayong matakot." Bakit sinasabi ni Lord? Because now I'm going to send you. I have something for you in your life. Something which you have never experienced before. Something that you have never lived for before. Dati nabubuhay lang tayo sa kakainin natin sa araw-araw. Diba? Nabubuhay lang tayo para, you know, mabili natin yung mga gusto natin. But in the resurrection of Jesus, sabi niya, "I will send you. You will now live for something which is greater than yourself." You will now live for something more bigger than your life. It's much bigger than just food to put in your mouth. You will now live for a purpose. Not just for a purpose for your life, but a purpose that God has established long time ago. Jesus' death and resurrection has a greater purpose. Amen? Yung pagkamatay ni Kristo, ruanang pagkabanhaw, it has a purpose and it has something to do with the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus is saying here, I would like you to be part of that purpose. Kasama ka dyan. That's why when you wake up each day, you know, don't just think of anong kakainin ko, anong susuotin ko, saan ako gawarang hinduna. Yun ang mga tanong natin sa buhay. When you wake up every morning, you ask yourself this, why am I here in this world today? Bakit buhay pa ako, hindi ako namamatay? Bakit? What is my purpose here? Amen? The resurrection of Jesus gave us a new purpose in life. And that purpose will now bring meaning into your life. You see, ang ginagawa ni Jesus dito, He is changing the way we look at our life. He's changing the way you look at the people around you. He's changing the way you look at your problems. Binabago niya yung pananaw mo sa buhay. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now, sabi nila, ito na yung institution ng priesthood. He breathed the Holy Spirit on them, and sabi niya, I give you now the authority to forgive sins. Sabi nga ng mga Jews, man has no power to forgive sins, only God. Diba, sabi ng mga Jews, only God can forgive sins. Then Jesus forgave the sin and healed that person. Ang sabi niya, to show you, sabi niya sa mga Jews, that man has the power to forgive sins. The Son of Man has the power to forgive sins. And the same power that Jesus has to release man from the suffering of sin is the same power that He gives to us today, the church. What you forgive will be forgiven in heaven. Importante talaga yun. So these are the three things we need to realize. This is what Easter is all about. It's about God reconciling us to Himself. That's why sinabi niya, peace be with you, peace be with you. A man who is not reconciled to God can never have peace. Amen? You can never have peace unless you are reconciled to God. That's why His resurrection has brought reconciliation between God and us. Kaya sabi ni Lord, peace be with you. You have the peace of God now. Amen? Father, bakit hindi ko na-experience? Father, bakit hindi ko nararamdaman? Hindi ko nakikita? Bakit? Kasi hindi nagbabagong paningin mo. Amen? You can only see the old life. But that's why we have to change. We have to change our perspective. If we focus on Christ, we focus on what He's saying to us, He will renew. He will change the way you would look at things. And when you begin to change the way you view things, when your perspective begins to change, your life will change. You will begin to walk in the power that God has given to you. Sabi nila, hindi ko kaya magpatawad, Father. You know, naiinis ako sa mga neighbor ko. Ah, mas malakas pa yung power nila. But if you begin to see that you have peace with God, if you begin to see, yung sinasabi ni Jesus, you are now reconciled to God. You are now a creation, new creation in Christ. You know what happens? When you look at your enemies, you will have the ability, you will have the grace to love them back. Kaya, isa sa mga tanong sa akin doon, ang problema. Sabi niya, Father, minamarites ako. Yan ang mga problema noon ng counseling doon sa Iloilo. Sabi, minamarites ako. Sabi ko, nasaktan ka ba ng mga marites? Oh, Father. Ang sabi ko, hindi nakakasakit yung marites. And I told them, sabi ko, hindi ako nasasaktan ng mga marites. Why are you easily hurt by the marites? If you know that you are in Christ, you are a new creation in Christ, you have the ability to forgive. The sin that other people do to you is nothing compared to the ability that God has given you to forgive. Mas malakas ang forgiveness ni Lord. You have that ability. Kasi pag hindi ka nagpatawad sa mga kaaway mo, you don't forgive those who offend you. You give them power over you. The mere fact that you don't forgive them, talo ka na kaagad. Talo ka na. When you get angry sa mga marites sa palibot mo, and you get angry with your neighbor, you are already defeated. And you cannot forgive. But when you begin to see and focus your mind on the resurrection of Christ, the reason Jesus rose from the dead is so that He can bring us to where He is, to bring our mind to be able to see what God can see already. If your perspective begins to change, what happens, imbis na magalit ka sa mga marites, maawa ka sa kanila. And you would forgive them. Amen? The second thing about reconciliation, having the peace of God in your life, it will change your perspective. And the second thing I would like you to understand is the value of community. Bakit importante magsama tayo? Bakit importante mabuhay tayo together, hindi kanya-kanya? Bakit importante na nandito tayo sa church and living our lives with community? Why is that important? In verse 24, sinabi dito, si Thomas, when Jesus appeared to his disciple, he was absent. He was not there. Magkasama silang lahat. They were in one room. I do not know bakit absent si Thomas. I really don't know. Siguro busy siya sa business niya. Busy siya sa trabaho niya. I don't know, but at that particular Sunday, at the evening, sa gabi, that evening when Christ rose from the dead, Jesus appeared to His disciples. They were all in one place together. That is a picture of community. Where the church gathers together in His name, there Jesus will always be. Amen? Amen. So naniniwala ba kayo every Sunday pag nandito tayo, si Lord nandito rin? Yes, He's here. You will not see Him, you will not hear Him, you will not feel Him, but in community, you will be assured that He is always there. Kaya si Thomas, umabsent, wala siya. And Jesus appeared to them, and you know, si Jesus showed them His hands, His side, and they were so elated. Nag-iba yung paningin nila. they're beginning to have a glimpse Jesus is indeed alive already. So after that event, nung nakita nila si Thomas, they started to talk to Thomas. Sabi niya, Thomas, the Lord is here. The Lord is really alive. Yun ang sabi ng community niya. Thomas, nakita namin si Jesus. He's alive. Very much alive. And they were so excited. They were so elated already because together they have experienced and encountered the risen Lord. Together. Pero si Thomas, wala. He was all alone. Siguro nagmumukmuk siya. I just look at him, you know. Nagmumukmuk siya kasi akala niya si Jesus na talaga yung Messiah. Namatay eh. He got so frustrated, he got so disappointed with Jesus. You know, sometimes, ganyan tayo, pag na-frustrate tayo, we get disappointed sa mga bata, disappointed sa mga parents, mga tao sa simbahan, disappointed sa leaders nila. Tendency is, we separate ways. We want to be alone. We don't want community. Meron nga isang kasama natin sa church, pinupuntahan siya ng community natin. Oh, hinahanap ka ni Father. Hinahanap ka ni Father. Sabihin niyo, wala. Bakit yan ang gusto mo? So Thomas was not with them. He was not with his community. And everyone in the community was telling, Thomas, Thomas, the Lord is alive. He's risen already. And itong sabi ni Thomas, unless I see with my own hands, with my own eyes, I see his hands. Unless I put my finger on his hand and put my hand on his side, I will not believe. So si Thomas meron ng attitude. This is an attitude you develop when you're alone by yourself. Anong attitude? To see is to believe. I want God to prove himself first, then I will believe. Yan ang attitude. A community of believers that comes together, who loves the Lord together, does not demand a sign. The assurance of the Lord when two or three are gathered in my name is already enough. Ramdam na natin yan. Pag tayo ay nagsama-sama and we begin to worship God, we come together, we help each other, we support each other, we live together as a community, no need for a sign. Amen? No need for a sign. But when you are alone, separated, alone by yourself, you will always demand a proof. Okay, everyone was telling him, you know, Thomas, Thomas, Jesus is already here. He's alive. We have seen him. And sabi ni Thomas, unless I see his hands and I put my finger on those hands and put my hand on his side, I will not believe. So after 8 days, his disciples were again inside. After 1 week, nagsama na naman sila. Nandun na naman silang lahat. Gathered na naman sila. And this time, Thomas decided to come also. Praise God. At least this time, sumama na siya. Thomas decided to come and join the community. So he was there, and you know, they were again in the doors, behind the doors, locking the doors, and next thing, Jesus appeared to them again. And the first thing Jesus said to them, ano sinasabi niya? Peace be with you. Bakit pa ulit-ulit si Lord? Bakit pa ulit-ulit? Kasi minsan, hindi pumapasok sa isip natin pag sinabing isa lang. Dapat paulit-ulit din. And the Lord said to them, "Peace to you." Then he went directly to Thomas. Dinapitan niya si Thomas. And he said to Thomas, "Okay, Thomas. Etong gusto mo. Etong gusto mo." Nagtataka ako, bakit alam ni Lord ang gusto niya? Hindi naman sila nagkita, hindi naman sila nag-usap. Why did the Lord know what Thomas wanted? You know why? Do you know why? Because Jesus is God. He knows everything. Amen? He knows everything. There is nothing you can hide from Jesus. He knows everything. That's why linapitan niya kagad si Thomas. Hindi na siya nag-aksaya ng panahon. He approached Thomas. Sabi niya, "Oh, Thomas, put your finger here. Look at my hands." Di ba yung sabi ni Thomas? "I want to see his hands. I want to put my finger in his hands. I want to put my hand on his side." Yun ang binigay ng Diyos sa kanya. Sabi niya, "Reach your finger here. Look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Sakit. Ang tanong ko lang dito, my question here, talaga bang hinawakan ni Thomas? Nako, kapal naman ang mukha mo. You know? Siguro nang sinabi ni Thomas, "Pag hindi ko nahawakan yung sugat niya, hindi ko nakikita yung kamay niya, I cannot put my hand on his side, I will not believe." Nung dumating si Lord, sabi ni Lord, "Oh, ito na, Thomas, go," sabi ni Thomas. My Lord and my God. I don't believe hinawakan niya. Pero kung ako naman si Jesus, sabihin ko, "Thomas, hawakan mo." Pilitin ko talaga. Kasi yun ang gusto niya. And Thomas did not touch. "Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Now Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." There is something about community that enhances our faith in God. Alone, sometimes it's difficult to grow in faith. But in community, my dear brothers and sisters, kahit gaano kahirap mabuhay na magkasama tayong lahat, mahirap talaga mamuhay as a community. Bakit? Bakit? I have to learn to live with people sometimes you don't like. Amen? Kaya may mga tao nga ayaw na magsimba. Nandun sila sa forest, nagwi-worship kay Lord. Kasi sabi niya, "Mabuti dito, Father. Walang tao." Ang problema kasi sa Christian life, ang tao. So gusto niya ng Christian life na walang tao. Anong klaseng buhay yun? Because to live as a community, to live together as one family, it is so difficult. It's very confrontational. Because pag nagsama-sama tayo, you will be a confrontation to me, I will be a confrontation to you sometimes. And we don't want that. Gusto natin ng Christianity na happy-happy lang. Okay? We want a brand of Christianity where I can do what I want. And anytime I want. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, if that is the kind of Christianity you're looking for, walang confrontation, walang conflict, it will not happen. Because that is not what Christianity is. I do not know what will happen to you. Maybe you will enjoy life more. Yes, probably. Mas nakaka-enjoy yung wala kang kasama. Pero yung magkasama tayong lahat, we come together, it is very confrontational, it is not comfortable, it entails so much responsibility, but that will enhance our faith in God. It will enhance your patience. It will enhance your ability to forgive your brothers. Paano ka, Father, natuto talaga magpatawad? Maraming nagkasala sa akin. At yung mga nagkakasala sa atin, malapit pa sa atin. Ilang beses? Maraming beses. That's why it improves. Hinahasa yung abilidad mo magpatawad when you are in community. When you live as a family, the family is far from perfect. Pagpamilya, hindi si ibig sabihin wala ng away. You know? Ang pamilya is not a place where when you wake up in the morning, good morning, mama. Good morning, papa. Hindi ganyan ang pamilya. Sometimes there are conflicts in the family. May rule ang nanay namin noon. She was still with us. Ang rule ng nanay namin ganito. Kahit nag-away kayo ng kapatid mo, pagdating sa pagkain, kakain tayong sabay. Rule. Rule ng nanay namin sa pamilya. Kaya minsan yung kapatid ko, my younger brother, nagsasapakan kami. Nagsusuntukan magkakapatid. Yes, it happens. Yung younger brother ko does not see me as kuya. Siya rin, ang tingin ko sa kanya, hindi baby brother. Sparring partner. So palagi kami nagsusuntukan ng kapatid ko. Pagkatapos namin magsuntukan, sasabihin ng nanay, o tama na yan, kain na. Tama na yan, kumain muna. Ang hirap gawin na kumain katabi mo ang sumapak sa'yo. It's so hard, so difficult. So nandyan kami sa table, hindi kami nag-uusap, hindi kami nagsasalita. Sasabihin ng nanay namin, kain. So wala kang magawa, you have to eat. You have to eat with the person who just make your nose bleed. Kakain ka. Why? Why is that? Because my mother believed, that the grace that is in the table of the family, the grace that God would pour out in the fellowship of the family, hindi naman yung pagkain ang tinitipon nyo dyan. You come to the table and eat together, it's because of the fellowship and the relationship. Kahit tuyo lang yung ulam dyan, importante, you come together, you sit down. Kaya bawal sa amin yung, ma, mag-play pa ako, pakitago ng pagkain lang muna, kakain lang ako mamaya. No, no. You eat with the family. Walang pwedeng mamaya na tago lang yung pagkain. No, no. Hindi pwede yan. Pag kumain na yung pamilya, kain lahat. Why? It's not the food, it's the fellowship. It's the community, it's the family that we come together, mag-uusap tayo, uupo tayo dito. Why? Because my mother believed that the grace of God that is set before us when we come together as a family, it's much greater than the sins we commit. Kahit anong kasalanan na gawa natin sa pamilya, kumain tayo dito because the grace of God is being poured out. It's greater than our sins. Minsan nga tinatanong ko yung asawa. Sabi ko, alam mo ba yung husband mo ng bababae? Sabi niya, oo, Father. Eh, bakit kayo kumakain sabay? Sabi ng asawa, mas importante yung kainan, importante yung presensya ng Diyos. So kahit alam niya ang kasalanan ng asawa niya, he would still eat with them. Remember Judas? Ang kanong eh, alam ni Lord, traitor yan eh. Akala ni Judas hindi alam ng Diyos. Alam na alam ni Jesus, traitor yan. Pero bakit nandun siya sa table? Why is Judas there in the table with Jesus? Why? Why? Because he is family as far as Jesus is concerned. Judas is family to him. Community has a way of strengthening our faith in God. It removes our mind from ourselves and it focuses us on Jesus. That's why si Thomas, nung hindi siya sumama sa community, sabi niya, hindi ako maniniwala. Hawakan ko muna. But then, nung sumama na siya, he was with the community and the Lord appeared to them, hindi na kailangan hawakan. Naniniwala na ako. It strengthens us when we always live our Christian life in community. You may not like me, I may not like you, it's okay. Ang utos sa atin magmahalan, hindi mag-like. Hindi sinabi ni Lord niya, like your brother, like your sister. No, God said, love, love. Love is very different from liking. Amen? We may not like each other, but we can love each other. We can help each other. We can always be there for each other. Kahit na hindi ko gusto, kailangan nandyan tayo. So church, I pray that Easter for us would not just be having fun. Easter for us will be facing our problems. Pagkatapos ng misa natin, uuwi tayo sa bahay. Ang problema natin hindi umaalis, nandyan pa rin. Napansin nyo, pagkatapos ng misa, pag-uwi sa bahay, nandyan pa rin yung problema. It's okay. But you come home with a new perspective. You come home with a renewed hope inside of you. The grace of God is much greater than my sins. It is much greater than the problems we are facing. We go home not despaired. We go home full of hope. God, in Easter, He changes our perspective. He does not change our circumstances. It changes us first. Amen? Pag nagbago tayo, babago din yung palibot natin. We will now effect the change in our surroundings. Amen. Please stand.